Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn, please, in the Scriptures to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1. Then also we'll go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, Acts 1 and 2 Timothy 1. And let's pray and release our faith. Father, in Jesus' name, we all agree together. Everybody in the building, everybody joining with us right now, all over the country and world, we agree together as touching this, asking for utterance and for the anointing and for your presence. Ears to hear, eyes that see, hearts and minds open and receptive. Let there come answers. Let there come direction. Exactly what you know we need to see and hear right now. No matter what we may have thought we needed to see and know, you know what we need to see and hear most. And we're asking for that, and we're believing for that. And we purpose will not be forgetful hearers or hearers only, but as you help us, we'll put it into practice and do what you say. And we know when we do, we will be blessed because you always watch over your word and perform it in the lives of those who do. All the glory to you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Acts, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, and the 8th verse, it says, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost," ghost is an old English word, spirits the word, pneuma, "the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Is this New Testament? Yes. Are we a part of the same church? Yes. We have the same Holy Spirit. Yes. And what did he say? The Holy Spirit would come on you. And what would be the result of him coming upon you? You receive power to what end? For what? What purpose? And you'll be witnesses. You'll be witnesses. Listen to the Living Bible on this. It says, "When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you'll receive power to testify about me with great effect." Well, that's what a witness does, is testify. "You'll receive power to testify about me," Jesus said, "with great effect." How many like the sound of that? Yes. You testified, and because you weren't just testifying on your own, you were testifying with Holy Spirit anointing.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And because there was Holy Spirit anointing and power on your testimony, on your witness, it accomplished great effect.
Yes.
It had great effect.
Thank you.
The Weiss translation says, "You'll receive power of the kind that God has and exerts after the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Well, sure, it'd be power of the kind that God has. It's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
"And you shall be those who testify of what they have seen and experienced. My witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth." Now, we've already covered quite a bit of ground in our previous messages on this subject, talking about being a true witness. And one of the things that we noticed is that many have had the idea that being a witness meant being a preacher. And that instead of having the concept of testifying to what you've seen and heard, people have thought they had to go preach some type of an evangelistic message to somebody in order to be a witness. And it's been narrowed down and altered to that. And so people are condemned if they don't go out and find strangers and preach an evangelistic message to them, even though they may not be called or have any anointing to preach. And so you have people that have tried it and it didn't go good. And so they thought, well, I'm not doing that anymore. And then you have people that tried it and it didn't go good, but they didn't realize it didn't go good. And so they just keep on doing it and bugging people.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that people don't want them preaching to them, but they keep on trying. But that's not what he's talking about. In James, he said, not all of us should try to be teachers and preach. Not many of us. It actually is what the scripture said. And so not everybody's called to preach and teach. And yet every child of God who's been born again has a testimony.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And this testimony is not telling people your doctrinal position.
Amen.
It's not telling people what you believe.
Right.
Is everybody hearing that?
Yes.
It's not even telling people what you believe. A lot of times people don't care what you believe. They don't want to hear what you believe. But what is being a witness? Let me give you the definition again of what is a witness. A witness is one who testifies. A witness is one who affirms what they have seen, heard, or know. Well, I mean, if you weren't there, if you didn't see it, if you didn't hear it, how can you be a witness? It's hearsay. That's not acceptable in court. But if you were there when you got born again, how many was there when you got born again? Huh? This is not hearsay.
Amen.
This is not opinion. You were there.
Yes.
You know what happened to you. Can you testify about that?
Yes.
Yes, you can. And the Holy Spirit can come on you and empower you to tell and testify of what God has done for you.
Yes.
You were there when He healed you.
Amen.
You were there when He healed your babies. You were there. Were you there?
Yes.
Somebody needs to holler, I was there. I was there. When He healed your babies, your grandkids, He paid your bills, He brought you out. You were there.
Yes.
And of that which you have personally seen and heard and know that God has done for you, you can be a witness of that.
Amen.
You can testify of that.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit will come on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And empower you. And it can have great effect and great impact. Somebody said out loud, I am a true witness,
of what the Lord
has done for me. Hallelujah. I'm a true witness. Go over to Timothy now, please. 2 Timothy, the first chapter. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. It says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Read the very next verse. Be not thou therefore. Now, why is therefore there? It's connecting what he's saying now with what he just said. He's showing you that what he just said was connected to this. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, right? Therefore, don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me as prisoner. So he's talking about testimony when he says God hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He's talking about being a witness, isn't he? Well, can pressures and feelings come to intimidate you in situations about giving your testimony? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they're not just all natural. They can be spiritual. The enemy does not want you giving your testimony. Why? Because other people can hear it. And God can deal with them. He'll do the same thing for them that He did for you. And if they believe it, the enemy can lose his grip on them.
Yes, yes, amen.
And if they'll believe the truth, there's nothing the enemy can do to stop it.
Amen.
You know, he's not all he's cracked himself up to be.
That's right.
He can't just come in and do stuff. The only way he can really work successfully is in darkness.
Yeah.
In darkness, in confusion, in ignorance, in fear. You get somebody full of faith that'll believe the truth and step out and do what the Lord says, all the devils in hell can't hold you back. I mean, I don't care what they do. They cannot stop it. Because greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Don't be ashamed. Somebody say, I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
So no matter what circumstances you're in, who you're around, what you're around. Now, you don't want to just be obnoxious for no reason. And again, trying to preach to everybody. He's not talking about preaching to everybody. But there will be times when things come up and you'll realize it's time for me to testify. About what? Not tell people what I believe, what my church believes, not try to re-preach what the pastor preached last Sunday. What God has done for me, what I know personally, that's the powerful thing. And there'll be times it's not comfortable. And if you say it, the enemy will say, if you say that, they'll think you're nuts. They won't want to be around you anymore. They'll do this, they'll do that. But that's part of suffering persecution. Is that right? For living godly in Christ Jesus, all that live godly in Him will suffer persecution. That's the suffering the Bible's talking about that we're to endure as Christians. Not suffering from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed from that. Hallelujah. But you will have to suffer being in uncomfortable situations. Or people may say some negative things about you. But again, we talked about last time, who are they? Does it matter all that much what they say about it? And you have not been given, and I have not been given a spirit of fear. We can be bold, completely unashamed. And if the Lord hung on the cross in front of everybody for you, is that right? If He ever lives at the right hand of majesty to make intercession for you, and if on that day to come, He's willing to stand up and claim you as His own, then we better be ready to claim Him down here, is that right? In front of people and testify and don't care who sees or knows. Yes, I'm a believer. Yes, well, you're one of them. Yeah, I'm one of them. One of the ringleaders of them. Oh, yeah. Born again. You know, people say it like that, well, they're those born again people. That's right. That's right. And if you had any sense, you wouldn't say it like that. You'd be coming asking us to how we got born again. Is that right? And we are healing, believing, miracle believing. Is that right? Tongue talking, prosperity, the whole thing. The whole thing. Full gospel. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're going to get persecuted for some of it, you might as well get the benefits of all of it. Just come on in, right? Come on in. Just get it all. Get it all.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.